So welcome to On a Cloud today. I'm Jeff King. Today I really wanted to just go over really quickly a pretty simple idea. You know, I've seen it used a lot in the past. Not as much more recently, but definitely something to keep in your back pocket when you need to figure out how your users are behaving on your site and when to add new features. So the thing here is I just want to call out like the idea of feature gating. So feature gating is the idea that you can have multiple code paths in your code. And so you're going to test the quote unquote gate to see which code path a user or a line of code is going to take. So in this case, I'm just kind of, the idea here is you might have like a web method, and when it's called, if you have the toggle enabled or if you have the toggle disabled, the different code paths will execute. So the way that I've seen people do this in the past a lot is this will be configuration based, or else they'll do like dependency injection, or they might have something a little more on the fly where they can turn this on and off. And that also kind of brings you down the path to getting into like A/B testing. So we've seen a lot, you know, out there, a lot of tooling for like A/B testing of like web pages and colors and CSS and things like that. So think of feature gating, that kind of level of testing, but inside your code path to see if things will work or not. So this is great. The one big problem that I've seen in companies or code bases that have had a lot of this done is you do get into these huge amounts of if blocks and a lot of testing potentially where you got to test all these different code paths. So that's just one thing to think about there. But if you have good unit tests on this, I mean, it's not too bad. But it can add a lot of power if you have, you know, if you want to test a new feature and see how things work. This way you can do, you know, a subset of your users, or you can turn it on for a time, something like that. So again, there's lots of tools out there that'll help you with this, frameworks and things. This is just really an idea to think about when you're developing websites and how you're going to build that product over time and test to make sure that you're building what your users want. I hope this was helpful. Again, please find me on Twitter and ask me any questions if you're interested. Thank you very much. Have a good day.